Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. Welcome to this Tuesday's teaching. The presence of God is precious and important, and God's continual presence is essential to a Christian's life and is something that must be desired with all our hearts and our minds. In our teaching today, Bishop Dag will share with you some of the amazing benefits of seeking after God and dwelling in His holy presence. Discover today and learn from examples in the Bible of those who recognize the importance of living in the presence of God whilst enjoying the effects of their Heavenly Father being with them.
I've been learning to walk in love. It is not easy to walk in love. The fruit of the Spirit is walking in love, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Oh my God, please help me to walk in love and to forgive. Oh, it's not easy, but I can make it. For love is patient and love is kind. Love is not jealous. Love is not easily provoked. Love is not proud. It's not unbecoming. Love does not boast. Love does not seek its own. For love is patient and love is kind. Love is not jealous. Love does not boast. Learning, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Oh, love. Can I attain to it? Without love, all of my prayers are nothing. Without love, my giving is nothing. Without love, my tongues are nothing. Oh, love is the greatest. Because love is patient and love is kind. Love is not proud. It's not unbecoming. Love does not boast. Love does not seek its own. For love is patient and love is kind. Love is not jealous. Love does not boast. For love is patient and love is kind. Love is not jealous. Love does not boast.
Learning.
Oh,
patient, and love is kind. Love is not jealous, love is not easily provoked, love is not proud, it's not unbecoming. Love does not boast, love does not seek its own. For love is patient, and love is kind. Love is not jealous, does not boast.
Love is patient,
it's kind,
and love is kind,
jealous.
The boys are good, the girls are beautiful, forevermore. Wow, love is patient. We're excited to see what is being made out of all these beautiful songs. Amen. That is a blessing. Father, thanks a million for this amazing blessing of today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Now, I'm sharing about the presence of the Lord. The presence of God is what you need. Now, it takes some intelligence to recognize you need His presence. I think it takes a little bit more upstairs. That's what I think. Because on occasion when I have sent people on a mission, I realize that they so easily disconnect from the person who actually sent them. And they do so as though they are just breathing. You know, some people lie like they are breathing. It's a lie. And people disconnect as though they are just breathing in and out, not realizing that the absence of a person makes a lot of difference. It's like a child who says, I don't need you. I don't need you. And when he goes out on his own in rebellion, he becomes the ruler of destruction. Now, if you take the Noah's flood, the flood of Noah, all history books in the world show that there has been a big flood before. But in Genesis chapter 1, you see in chapter 1 and verse 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and earth. Then verse 2 says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. All right? So again, between verse 1 and verse 2, when God created the heavens and the earth, how did the earth suddenly become dark and empty and without form? And darkness was on the face of the deep. Okay? Now, all history books also teach that there was an ice age. And remember, the sun wasn't there then. The sun was created later on. You get it? And light was created before the sun was created. I mean, let there be light. And then let there be a lesser light and a greater light. So there was an earth. Are you with me? And it was covered. And it was dark because there was no sun. Now, you can understand that if you travel to Mars, it's much darker on Mars than it is on Earth. And by the time you get to Jupiter and Saturn, it's dark, really dark, because the sun is very small, okay, in terms of the distance. Now, this earth was flooded. How did the earth that God created become flooded? Now, some people believe, all right, that when Satan rebelled, you know, he was cast out of heaven. He was. Now, when he got to the earth, which must have been a beautiful place, I'm sure they were even wondering, why didn't God just deal with Satan? Because they have just ended everything. You get what I'm trying to say? Yeah, but he was cast out into the earth. And in the short time that he was on the earth, he destroyed the earth until the whole earth was destroyed. And there was now darkness everywhere, and there was flood. Everything was destroyed. Because a rebel wants to rule himself and does not want to be ruled. But when he is given the chance to rule, he becomes the master of darkness and a leader of emptiness. Yes. So you see, people who force themselves to lead, when they become in charge, they realize that it's not easy, and they supervise confusion. Take the prodigal son. Okay? Who said, I want to live, but not under you. I want to prosper, but not near you. I want to be on my own, and I want to take my own decisions for my life. So his father divided his wealth into two, and he divided unto them his living. So his son became as rich as his father in just one day. His son became as rich as his father in one moment. Yes. It's never worked. Now, without a blessing and without the presence of the father, the plenty money that this boy had turned into gas. Into what? Gas. And you know the gases you've been producing. Yes. Yes, the power that he had, the authority that he had, the leadership that he had, led the world into gas. Away from the... Now, have you ever read that? And he took his journey into a far... Why not a country? But why far? Why not down the road? Far country. And there, when he was far from the presence of his father and was as rich as his father, turned into nothing. And he began to be in want and went and joined himself to the citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. You will never understand this scripture until you go to Israel. When you go to Israel next time, yes, don't forget to do this as an experiment. You be in a hotel and tell them, I want pork chops, or anything pork, bacon, yes, and see the response. I did it once, and I'll never do it. I mean, I've done it once, so I've done my experiment. Over to you. And I'm saying, I've done my experiment, so you have to do yours. Don't forget, all right, make a note of it, things to do in Israel. I hope you've been making notes, things to do in Israel. This is one of the things, to order pork and see, so you can understand Luke 15. He sent him. That's the lowest place you can get to. Very low. And what happened? Because he was, not that he didn't have money, he was equally as rich as his father. Yes. He was having the same amount of money as his father. Just away from his presence, and then he became the mismanager. We have a right to manage or mismanage our own affairs. And he managed and mismanaged his own affairs until he was feeding with the swine. Are you with me? So you got to watch out. It takes a little bit of something up there to see that you need somebody's presence in your life. Yes. And I found out that you need some kind of intelligence to really know that you do need somebody's presence. It's something that, you know, rebellious people quickly lose that intelligence. And that is actually the basis. It's almost as though their intelligence drops. Like somebody sat in a lift and went down. It's almost as though the intelligence fell. It may seem like a good job, but am I away from his presence? That's what's important. And as you grow, you'll find out that it's not important per se to be in Canada or America or England or Ghana or Nigeria or South Africa or Alaska or Australia, but where God is where you should be. That if God is with you, there's a good place. And if we all had that faith, we would go anywhere into all the world to preach the gospel as he sends us. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
So the mighty presence of God brings joy. Amen. Psalm 16, verse 11. I'm sharing with you the benefits of this presence. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. Today, people are taking antidepressants when what they need is the presence of God. And that is why you'll find there is joy in the house of God. Now, people ask us, what do you get out of church? What do you benefit from going to church all day long? You keep going. And I'll tell you something. Since I became a Christian, I've been going to church 6 days a week. I used to rest on Sundays. Sunday was my resting day that I don't go out. And Monday to Saturday, I'm on a move. I belong to a group called Calvary Road. We were doing something every day. My Christianity has always been daily. Day what? Lead. Yes. I've never had a weekly Christianity. Never. Daily. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And once you know God and God's presence, you start to become addicted to his presence. Yeah. You like it. We want to go to church. That's why people have been putting a lot of pressure. We want to reopen. We want to come back to church. So, okay, next Sunday we're coming back, please. Amen. Because in thy presence is fullness of joy. I have to sack people from the church. Literally. One of my frequent activities is sacking people who don't want to go home. It's very late. They have energy. They don't even look at the time. They want to be around all the time. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Yes. And why wouldn't, if it's not supernatural, what would a young person be doing in church at that time? Yes. Why are they around? Because the church is full of young faces. Our church is full of young faces. And you see, across the world, a church, UD, First Love, whatever, they are there. They are there. That's why there are people watching me right now. We keep changing the time, trying to shed off those who are not so serious. So we can get the right crowd. Those who are dedicated. Those who are committed. Are you with me? Yeah. In thy presence is fullness of joy. So all those with moodiness, problems, you lack the presence of God in your life. Yes. You come to church and you look happy. As soon as you get out of here, you change your face, becomes, you tie your face. You lock your jaw. No more. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. This is the scripture which some people take to believe that there will be sex in heaven. Yes. At thy right hand, there will be pleasures forevermore. Hey! Some people are hoping that this is what it means. At thy right hand, there will be what? Pleasures forevermore. You never know. When you get to heaven, quote Psalm 16 and see what they say. Amen. So, the presence of God. Now, in the presence of God, there is direction. Psalm 17, verse 1. Hear the right, O Lord, and attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Hallelujah. Let my what? Sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Let my sentence come out of your presence. You see, there is a sentence for you. Amen. Amen. Let my sentence come from your presence. Hallelujah. People who are in the presence of God rarely lack direction. Amen. When you are in the presence of a great person, you rarely lack direction for your life. It's true. Because in the person's presence, you'll be hearing things. Do you see? All the time. It's different from preaching. But you are in the person's presence and you keep hearing the sentences that are necessary for your life. And that is why other meetings, smaller meetings, and camplets, which is what we are having now, camplets, are very important, because in the person's presence, you have sentencing. Sentences. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Yes. So those who miss the presence, miss the direction, miss the sentence, miss the wisdom, miss the sentence, the word, the information, the guidance. It's true. It's true. If you've ever had it before, you know what it's like when it's not there and you really miss it. But of course, if you've not had it before, you wouldn't know. So when you are far from a great person, like I was far from Kenneth Hagin, I never had a chance to sit in the same room with him. What I was left with was listening to his long preaching. And maybe in the midst of the long preaching, there'll be some comments, remarks, certain things that are said, and all those sentences come forth from his presence. Yes. So the presence of God brings direction for your life. Direction becomes more and more important when you go on in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now, You will have good thoughts. Your thoughts are good in the presence of the Lord. Psalm 48 and verse 9. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. Amen. When you are in the midst of the temple, you have thoughts of loving kindness. Amen. And when you are far away from the presence of God, you can be overwhelmed with evil thoughts. Amen. Now, when you are sitting down quietly and the person sitting next to you is filled with hatred and anger and has negative thoughts, an evil spirit is in the person, and the evil spirit is boiling and is planning something to harm you, you know. And that evil spirit brings negative thoughts. So you see, negative thinking is from the presence of the devil. Yes, from the presence of the devil. Yeah. And thoughts. We have thought of thy loving kindness when we are in the midst of thy temple. Yes. You see, if you know a bit of psychiatry, I remember one patient, you know, he was doing well in law school, 22 years old. And then suddenly, in the middle of the school, he said he feels the people in the class don't like him. Yes. He feels what? The people don't like him. And then he said, when he comes into the class, he feels that they all start sneezing and snorting and making noises. And all those noises are directed at him. That's how it started. That's how it started. Then he felt that they were planning things against him. And that was how his illness started. And then he went, stopped school because of that, went out, came back again. By the age of 24, the same thing is that people planning things, you know, in his house. He said that there was a surveillance and that the people in the apartment are watching him and they have been sent to spy on him. You know, I'm talking about somebody who now breaks down and from the age of 24 stopped working and was diagnosed clearly. And then I think shortly after that, he began to hear voices talking to him. And that's it. He was gone. You know, and that's schizophrenia. He went off, and he couldn't work again. And you see, the people that you see like naked, walking around, the social deterioration at work and school. And he's never worked again. This is a real case. But it started in school. He felt that the people in the class didn't like him. And he felt, his complaint was that they've planned that when he walks in the class, then they'll all start sneezing. And they'll all start making noises. You know, when you watch psychiatry and you watch how people deteriorate, you realize that they deteriorate because of thoughts, negative thinking, negative patterns of thinking. And you see that it is evil spirits, yes, that possess the person until the thoughts graduate into voices. And that's it. As soon as you start to hear voices, then you are off. That's an auditory hallucination, which is a principal thing you need to diagnose schizophrenia. And it's mad. So when we say we have thoughts of thy loving kindness, instead of thoughts of people around you, suspicions, this one is saying this, this one thinks this, this one is thinking this, this one is saying this. You know, one day I was standing with somebody who went, later on he went off. I was talking with him. I remember I was in medical school. I was talking with him. Then somebody was far away. He said, quiet. Quiet. these guys, they may be trying to listen to what we are saying. And they were far away. He said, shh, they may be trying to listen to what we are saying. So what are these thoughts you are having? The presence of God. Are you listening to me? We have thought of what? Thy loving kindness in the midst of thy temple. Yes. So the presence of God drives away negative thinking. Yes. It's a blessing to think well. Yes. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Times of refreshing come from thy presence. Yeah, so the holy presence of God makes you think well. Yes. One man was in the house with his wife, and suddenly he said that, you know, his wife has a boyfriend who is passing by on the road. So he said that the lights that were passing is a signal. It's a what? It's a signal. From a car. From the boyfriend. It's a signal. He said that the light outside is a signal. And you see how people go off. Because the thinking is negative. When you come to the presence of the God and you call and you lift your hand and you hear that all things work together for good, and you hear that God is with you, and you hear things that build you up. Use his loving kindness, you realize that you are really blessed to enjoy the presence of God in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. So let us always come nearer to the Lord to enjoy his beautiful presence, because his presence changes everything. When you are depressed. I have been depressed a number of times. When you are depressed, you are not able to shake the thinking. No matter what you think, the thoughts are negative. Like you can change, but the mind never lifts. It's a wild thing. You will think you can lift your mind, but the mind doesn't go up. Nothing looks worth living for. It's negative. It's hopeless. And it is hopeless. It is negative. It is useless. That is why Solomon said, vanity of vanity. It actually is useless. You need the presence of God to boomerang thoughts out of your head. Amen? Amen. Thoughts so that your mind is filled with good thinking, beautiful thoughts, loving kindness in the midst of his temple. And that's why we take preaching home with us. That's why you put it back on and fill your house. Sometimes when I want to pray, I just put on something. I just need, it doesn't matter what they are preaching. There are some people whose voices make me happy. Oh yes. I have an evangelist I listen to. His way of talk, even if he's preaching about something in the church, the way he speaks, I just feel that it's good. It's nice. It's a nice way of talking. He'll speak with strength as if you have to be just explaining something, just a verse in the Bible that is explaining. It's just evangelistic. And I just like it. When I see Bonke preaching, I just feel happy. Yes. Many times I'm going to preach and I put on Bonke and I just listen to him shouting and I become happy. So you need not chemicals like amitriptyline and other drugs to treat your depression. You need the presence of God. 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 We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. Hallelujah. Yes. Your enemy is destroyed by the presence of God. Amen. Amen. I will be glad. Psalm 9, verse 2. The Lord thy... Psalm 9, verse 2. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O Most High. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. They shall do what? They shall fall and perish at thy presence. Beautiful. You see, the presence of certain people just scatters the enemy. You see, if there's an important program and a certain person comes to attend the program, people, even sometimes maybe two people or three people, although 1,000 people can say, oh, this person was here and this person was here. And that is like the presence of the person is like 3,000 of the people who were there. So the presence of God is like 10,000 people are present. Hallelujah. And that's why your enemies fall down at the presence of God. My enemies are turned back. They shall fall and perish at thy presence. Hallelujah. So by seeking the Lord and doing his will, you will cause a manifestation of God's presence. And this presence of God will wipe out your enemies. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee. That is the mighty God. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 15. It says, the Lord has taken away thy judgments. He has cast out thine enemy, the king of Israel. Even the Lord is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil anymore. Wow! The Lord is in the midst of thee, and thou shalt not see evil anymore. Declare it. If you like, be quiet. People are using for this election we are having. You think there are people are not using forces? Everybody is using different forces that they have. People don't just exist in this world without deploying forces and powers that they have and at their disposal. They are using powers. The presence of the Lord. The Lord is in the midst of thee, and thou shalt not see evil anymore. Grandmother was telling me. He went as a young boy to the cemetery to see a juju man. Yes. His father took him there for powers. He met there was a queue. Yes, a queue. No, what I'm saying is that the person next to you, you will not know what he has used before he's standing there. Yes. And he went there. There was a queue. Everybody was naked in the cemetery. Everybody. And they said, we don't think about it. Boys, girls, whatever. To get girlfriends, to win positions, to get smuggling, to smuggle drugs, to do armed robbers. All of them, they were all lying. Boys, girls. Naked. And you go on top of this grave and you are bathed. Not somebody told me. I'm talking about my own people. They bath you for powers. So you see, you sit there and say, well, these verses look fantastic. They are quite whatever. As for me, I want to say the Lord is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil anymore. You sit there and be neutral and see what will happen to you. Declare the Lord is in the midst of thee. I shall not see evil anymore. People are bathing for, what do you call it? Powers. Kamata palabara mashandala babandala baba. Marosa patabara. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. Zephaniah 3:17. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Beautiful. The Lord thy God. I banish evil thoughts from your mind today. I banish negative thinking from your mind today. I reject every bad pattern of thinking from your mind. Every suspicious way of thinking, negative thinking, hopeless thinking, backward thinking, critical thinking, evil thinking. In the name of Jesus, go out of the mind right now. In Jesus' name. The Lord is in the midst of thee. You shall not see evil anymore. Yes. His presence is banishing a whole lot of negative thoughts from your mind. Hallelujah. Fight. Fight the negative thinking. Fight. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise in our midst and let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise in our midst and let his enemies be scattered. Matalo mandala badandara kabalandara bala. The presence of the Lord causes salvation and the gathering of souls. Zephaniah 3, 17 and 18. He will joy over thee with singing. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the whole assembly who are of thee. So you see, the Lord thy God is in the midst of thee. He will joy over thee, rejoice over thee, and he will joy over thee with singing, and he will gather you.
Hallelujah.
He will do what? He will gather you. When the Lord God is in our midst, there's salvation. The Lord thy God is in the midst of thee, he will save. So when there are no salvations, the Lord has departed. And I used to go to a church where there were no more salvations. Yeah. I used to sit in the church, I didn't understand what they were talking about. Nothing touched me. I will not get saved. People go to these churches and they are never saved. They are never challenged to be saved. Yes. It means God has departed. Because the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He saves. He's a saving God. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. So when there's no more saving grace, no more salvation, something is gone. No more presence. There's a whole lot of churches, they just talk in a way as though everybody is a Christian, but people are not Christians. Yeah. I used to go to church, but I was not a Christian. Mm-hmm. I once visited a church, I was preaching. I was the last preacher on that program. The whole program had been going on for 7 days. At the end, I did an altar call. And when I was leaving, the pastor said to me, "You are the only person who did an altar call. This whole week, 7 days have gone by. You are the only person who did an altar call for salvation." So you ask yourself, as we talk about this, talk about that, talk about corridors of this, money of this, this of that, that of that, and no salvations. You ask yourself if God is present. You ask yourself, why does God exist? Are we a bank? Are we a school? Are we a motivational school? Are we a university? Or are we a church? The Lord thy God, in the midst of thee, is mighty, he will save. Underline that part, he will save. There's salvation, pure salvations, when the presence of God is there. Pure salvations. Thank you, Mr. Prophet Man. I appreciate your prophetic ministry. In fact, I appreciate it so much that I'm jealous of you. But I have to tell you that if there's no salvation, I question whether you are really operating from the Lord. Yes, I question whether it is God's presence that is working with you or some other spirit. Let there be pure salvations. Even if you have the wildest prophetic ministry, thank God for these wild prophetic ministries. Prophet Branham, he used to have amazing prophetic ministry. But the salvations, they were amazing. I spoke to a lady who was ministered to by him. She said, when I stood before him, she said, I was married for some years. I could not have a child. When I stood there, I heard the sound of an engine. She stood in front of Branham, Prophet Branham. She said, I heard the sound of a purring engine. And then he said to her, go home and have your child. Yes. She said, she has one child. That's her child. She told me. Yes. Yeah. So prophetic is beautiful, but there will be salvations too. Then we know that God is there. He will save. He will save. Are you excited?
Yes.
Are you enjoying the Bible lesson?
Yes.
Mm. Now, number 8. The mighty presence of God causes nations, many nations, to be added to the Lord. Many nations. So I believe the 190 nations vision is because of the presence of God. Listen to what the Bible says. In Zechariah chapter 2 and verse 10. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For lo, I come and I will dwell in the midst of thee. Verse 11. Many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day. Many what? Many nations shall be joined to the Lord. And I will dwell in the midst of thee. I will dwell where?
In the midst
of thee. When I'm in your midst, many nations come to me. Let me tell you. You know, the first time I went to Asia, I was thinking, oh God, these Chinese-looking people, do they have the same feelings and expressions that I have in Christ? It's the same kind of thing, because I've never preached to such people before. I remember it was one of my greatest learning experiences. I found out that, look, whether it's Asian, Chinese, Indian, everybody is the same. Knowing God, needing God, and wanting God, and loving God. Yes. It's we who are myopic and restricted to our color, our nation, our tribe. Hey. It's bad, though. But God wants us to reach nations. And you see, I feel the pressure to go out to the nations. Oh, yes. When I pray for myself for the fulfillment of my apostolic ministry, I'm praying for the nations. Yes, every country. 190. I want to start a church there. I want people from that place. I want Chinese pastors. It's very difficult to cross lines, but it's possible. By the apostolic grace, the Lord in the midst. It says in Zechariah 2, the nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day. And the what shall be joined? Many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day and shall be my people. My people are my people. My people are my people. Whether they are your nation or another nation, they are my people. I remember that country when I went the first time. The pastor was taking me somewhere. We were going to the place where we were going to preach. We took a plane. When we landed, then he said to me, well, as we were going to the place where I was going to preach, he said, you know, I want to pass by. There's a lady who is our church member, and she's not well on this island where we were. And I want us to pass there so that we visit her and pray for her before we go to the program. Wow. From the airport. Yeah. And I was thinking, but this sounds just like Ghana. And I realized they are normal people. This one is not well, and they're at home. So we went to the house. She was in the living room there. We prayed with her. He also let me pray. And that sort of visited her. And then we went. Wow. Normal. People are all people, every country, they are just waiting for us. They are just waiting. God's presence is in amongst us. That is why we feel like going to nations. That's why we want to go to every country. That's what brings the burning. and the desire to reach out is the presence of the Lord. When the Lord's presence departs from, we'll just be sitting there, zoom, everything going down. This pandemic has been a Sabbath, sabbatical. We have been on sabbatical leave for 1 year. And the sabbatical is coming to an end. Prepare to travel. Prepare to move. Prepare to migrate. Prepare to move on. Forget about what people are saying. You know, almost everybody that I sent, initially they were angry with me. I mean, initially. Not the young people, I mean the older. When I say, go here. They didn't want to go. After they go, I say, Bishop, you know, your leadership is very powerful. Leadership, yeah. Leadership decisions. I mean, really, you are really anointed. Man of vision. Including my convener. Initially, they don't want to go. But after, they see that my leadership is good. It's the presence of the Lord. Always want to go on. Let's go to another place. Let's go to another place. Let's try something. Let's try something. Let's try something. Let's try something. Let's move. Season of supernatural upgrades, recoveries, gatherings, and encounters. Supernatural. Hallelujah. Are you listening? Is it amazing? So nations are coming to the presence of the Lord. Amen. Now, the mighty presence, number 9, causes excellent things to be done. Amen. Now, in that day, thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw waters out of the wells of salvation. Hallelujah. In that day, you shall say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done what kind of things? Shabby things. Bad things. Spoiled things. Half-baked things. He has done what? Excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. You see, from Isaiah 12 all the way from 1 to 6, he describes beautiful things, including excellent things. And he attributes the excellent things to the presence of God in the midst of thee. It's God in the midst of thee that makes you to do excellent things. Things not shabby, things not dirty, things not half done, things not finished but almost finished, things not finished with the rubbish left behind, things not with baller and with slums and with funny things and all these funny things. The presence of God. When you go to France, they have about, is it a 52,000 or I don't know how many thousand church buildings in their country. Yeah. Every village there's a church. And you see, the presence of God used to fill these nations. You can't go be a few hundred meters, you find a church building. And the presence of God was in Europe. How many? 32,000 churches. 6,000 chapels. Yeah. And the Notre Dame type, 87 of them. 32,000 buildings, churches. In the country, yeah. And if you add all the church buildings in Ghana, it doesn't get to anywhere like that. Yes. Yes. The National Cathedral type of building, they have 87 of them. Yes. And 32,000 churches. Yes. And when you add our own Pentecost plus Catholic plus Methodist plus this plus that, it will not get to 10,000. Yes. So the presence of God then takes over. If you notice in Ghana, a church is one of the most organized places in the country. Yes. You can have disorganization everywhere, then inside a church compound, there's organization and order. The presence of God causes excellent things to be done. Karama Satula Babandara. You are set free. Look around your room right now where you are. See whether is there excellent things there. Eh? Is there what excellent things there? Are you seeing something excellent? Or you are sitting in the midst of chaos? May his presence enter your room and affect the state of your room right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. What a blessing. Father, thank you for so much blessing and presence. Thank you that in your midst, in our midst, you are standing, you are touching us, and you are blessing us. Thank you for the prophecy of your presence. We love you and we thank you. Now I predict the presence of God for your life. Zechariah chapter 8. Verse 1, a prophecy. Again, the word of the Lord of hosts came to me saying, amen. Verse 2, thus says the Lord, I was jealous for Zion with great jealousy. I prophesy, the Lord is jealous. I was jealous for her with great fury. Verse 3. Thus says the Lord. This is a prophecy for everybody. I am returned. I am returned. And I will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Wow. God will dwell in our midst. And Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth, beautiful, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. May you enjoy his beautiful presence. I am returned to Zion. God says, I'm returned to your life. I'm returned to your home. I'm returned to your church. I am returned. And I shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Lord, let this beautiful prophecy come to pass for your children wherever we may be scattered and wherever we may be. Return into our midst. Dwell in our midst. Take over our lives. Control every part of our lives. We give you praise and we thank you. Lift your hand and just give him thanks for his beautiful presence in your life forevermore. Thank you. 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 Malatama borechilini chimale de sumolare de pelerikotas borechili shimomandaria de mandelebe. Hallowed be thy name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. May God dwell in your midst. May you enjoy his goodness in your midst. May his presence never depart from you. When you sit on a plane, when you sit in a car, may his presence go with you. When you go home, as you go through your room and the rooms, may his presence be there. May his presence be in your home, in the garden. May his presence be downstairs. May his presence be upstairs. May his presence be with you in the classroom. May his presence be with you at work. May his presence be where you are. I will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. I will dwell in their midst. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee. Mighty God in the midst of his people. The Lord dwell in your presence. Dwell with you. Help you. And fight for you. May you enjoy his presence. His holy and his beautiful presence. And may you be called the city of truth. The mountain of the Lord of hosts. Holy mountain. Thanks, 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 thanks a million. Thanks for your beautiful presence all the days of our lives. May we dwell in your house forever. At thy right hand, pleasures forevermore. In thy presence, fullness of joy. Good thoughts and good thinking patterns, Lord. Good thinking patterns for our lives. Never walk away from your presence again. Never walk away from your presence again. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks for calling us. Thanks for fulfilling the apostolic ministry. The pastoral ministry, the prophetic ministry, the teaching ministry, the ministry of governments, the ministry of helps. Thank you for fulfilling every gift, Lord, every talent you place on us, every oil, every candle, every gift by your presence that will not leave us, Lord. Marasume shina la kazome dele. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee. Let your presence prophetically go with us, Lord. Go with us in the car. Go with us in the car. Go with us in the car. Go with us in our lonely moments, Lord. Let your presence be there when we are there alone. We are not alone because you are in our midst, Lord. Walking with us. Present with us. Round about us, Lord. Round about us, Lord. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people. So beautiful. So beautiful. So beautiful. Thanks. Thanks. Thanks for your gift. Thanks for your presence. Lift your hand and thank him for his presence and for his gift, his beautiful gift. Oh, Masaha Faramandala Vashandala Vasana. We give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Go home with this presence. Enjoy home in his presence. Do whatever you must do to have that atmosphere and that presence. The presence of Jehovah. Makata parada sadola mada. The presence of the Lord in the midst of thee. Enjoy his presence. Walk with him. Let him gird your loins with strength and solve the unsolvable and help that which is hopeless. Solve the complex situations by his mighty presence. Thanks. 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 In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, the Lord thy God, in the midst of thee, is mighty, mighty, and he is with us, he's blessing us. How many feel his presence going with you home? You know, there are certain preachings. You put it on and straight away, you don't even need to spark. You are there already. Is it true or it's not true? You are there already. There are certain prayer meetings, you just start playing it and it's happening already. There are certain songs, his presence is there. Beautiful. Let's drive away devils. Devils are thoughts, I'm telling you. That's why the Bible says casting down imaginations. Our weapons are to cast down thoughts, thinking patterns. You know, the difference between a psychiatrist and a regular doctor is that a psychiatrist sits down to talk to you. Then he listens to you talk and sees how you think. Then he puts a diagnosis. Another doctor will be checking your blood pressure or something. But the psychiatrist doesn't check your blood pressure. Just want to hear what are you thinking. Yeah, so specialize in just thinking. So your thinking is very important. Negative thinking, seeing wrong things in everything, finding something negative to say, criticizing everything. You know, one day a brother told me he gave a sister a lift from, I think, Dansoman to Tema. From Dansoman to Tema. Huh? Yes. He said she insulted every granite seller, everything on the way from Dansoman all the way to Tema. Yes. This. Look at this foolish man here. What is he doing? This one, this, all the way to Tema. But he was listening to her. That's how some people are. They will not say what they are thinking as he was talking. He said, hey, your mind is clear. Amen. Your mind is clear. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Somehow, and bump into you by accident. then you'd be forced to talk to me, and I would have a chance to talk to you. We would start loving again, just like the good old times. I tell you, I still like you. I can't help it. No, 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 no. I still want you. Even though there's been a problem, whoa, yeah, I still like you. Though we're not together, my love for you is so strong.
Is so strong.
My love is the strongest
thing. My love is the strongest
thing. Oh, my beloved, how I still like you. I thought I wouldn't like you anymore after what you did to me. So unfaithful to me. I now understand what the Bible says. The way of the man with the maiden, it's a mystery to me. Oh yeah, yes, it's such a mystery. I tell you, I still like you. I can't help it. No, 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 no. I still want you. Even though there's been a problem, whoa, I still like you. Though we're not together, my love for you is so strong. My love is the strongest
thing.
Oh, my Lord, help me, oh, Lord. Oh my Lord, please help me. Help me, oh Lord. Help me, oh Lord. Oh my Lord, please help me, oh Lord. Oh my beloved, how I still like you. Please come back to me. I want to hold you tight again. I want things to be what they were before. Oh God, is this your will for me? Or should I just let it fly away? Oh God, is this your will for me? Or should I just let him go? Oh, I still like you. I can't help it. No, 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 no. I still want you. Even though there's been a problem. No. Love for you is so strong.
My love is the
strongest
thing.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, my Lord, help me, oh Lord.
Help me, oh Lord.
Oh, my Lord, please help me, oh Lord.
Guide me, oh Lord.
Oh, help me, oh Lord.
Help me, oh Lord.
Oh, my Lord, please help me.
Oh no, I can't bear the thought of not knowing and seeing you anymore. God has given me the grace to like you again, yeah, and to be a friend just one more time. Let's do it, let's just keep doing it. No, 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 I still want you.
Even though there's been a problem, I still like you. Though we're not together,
my love for you is so strong.
So strong.
My love is the strongest
thing.
Whoa, whoa, oh, oh, my Lord, help me, oh Lord. Oh my Lord, please help me. Help me, oh Lord. Guide me, oh Lord. Lead
me.
I
still like you. I can't help it.
No, 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 no.
I still want you. though there's been a problem. Oh my Lord, help me, oh Lord. Oh my Lord, please help me, oh Lord. Oh my Lord, help me, oh Lord. Oh my Lord, please help me, oh Lord. I still like you. I can't help it. I still want you. Even though there's been a problem. Oh my Lord, help me, oh Lord. Oh my Lord, please help me, oh Lord. Oh my Lord, help me, oh Lord. Oh my Lord, please help me, oh Lord. I still like you.
Everyone has a different opinion, but you are the Son of God. You are the Savior of the world. You are the way, the truth, the life. Who is Jesus? He's the Savior. The only way to the Father.
Jesus.
He is the truth. Who is Jesus? He is the life. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Ooh.
Savior of the world.
Ooh.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
ooh,
ooh. You never built a house, you never wrote a book, you never had an iPhone, you never had an office, you never went to university, you never drove a car, you never traveled 200 miles from home. The people want to know
who is Jesus.
He's the Savior of the world.
He's the Savior.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Who is Jesus?
He is
the
only way to the Father.
Who is Jesus?
He is the truth.
He is
the truth that set me free. Yeah.
Who is Jesus?
He is the life. The truth that set me free. You never traveled. You never went to London. You never stayed in a hotel. You never went to Australia. You never got married. You never had a child, but we are all your children. You never had a bank account, but you made us all rich. All power belongs to you. Oh, yes, son.
He's the Savior.
He is my Savior.
Jesus.
He's the only way.
He
the only way. Oh, yeah.
Who is Jesus?
He is the truth.
He is
the truth that set me free, yeah.
Jesus, he is the
light. I love him so much.
The day that the Lord has made,
hallelujah.
the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. The day that the Lord has made.
This is the day the Lord has made.
I'm really enjoying this marriage, having lots of fun. Each and whatever I want, receiving all the love, all the attention and affection. Showing love whenever I want. I'm happy all the day long. God has done this for me. All things are working. Oh my. The big tree, or if you prefer, let's sit by the riverside. No more, let's sit by the waterfall. If you like, we can sit on the veranda and watch the cars go by. As the sun is setting, my sweet beloved, in the cool of the evening. Ooh, can we sit and talk together, my beloved? That would be so beautiful. I want to eat from your plate, 'cause I wanna feel even closer to you. Thou has ravished my heart, my sister. Thou has ravished my heart with one of thy eyes, with one chain of thy neck. How fair is thy love? How much better is thy love? Better than wine. beloved, let's sit and talk. Let's sit under the big tree. Or if you prefer, let's sit by the riverside. No, no, let's sit by the waterfall. If you like, we can sit on the veranda and watch the cars go by. As the sun is setting, my sweet beloved, in the cool of the evening, can we talk and eat together, my beloved? That would be so beautiful. I want to eat from your plate, 'cause I wanna feel even closer to you. Thou has ravished my heart, my sister. Thou has ravished my heart with one of thine eyes, with one chain of thy neck. How fair is thy love? How much better is thy love? Better than wine. Beloved, are you hearing me? Looking in your eyes, talking to you, just me and you. Oh, my beloved, are you hearing me? Looking in your eyes, talking to you, just me and you. My dream for beloved doses. Oh, beloved, let's keep talking. It seems we've never finished talking. Ooh, let's talk about ourselves. Let's talk about what you like and what I like too. Let's talk about your past relationships. Ooh, and we'll talk about my past relationships too. I hope you tell me everything, all the things you've done before. Oh my, tell me all the places that you've been to. Tell me all the good things and the bad things too. Don't leave anything out. I wanna know everything. And please don't ever lie to me. Let's talk and make our promises of what we'll do for each other. Ooh, I promise to be nice to you. Very, very cheerful too. And you promise to love me forever. Looking in your eyes, talking to you. I like talking to you. Looking in your eyes, talking to you. Dream for beloved doses. Mm-hmm. our plans, purposes, and pursuits. Let's talk about our future. Now, beloved, let's talk about our sweet love. Let's tell each other I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. I like to hear those words again and again and again. Somehow I never get tired of hearing I love you. Draw me and I'll run after thee. You're drawing me, my beloved, with your words. I will rejoice and be glad in thee. Now let's talk about the Lord Jesus. Let's talk about your calling and my calling too. Let's talk about the gifts of God. And let's talk about the will of God for my life. Ooh. Oh, my beloved, are you hearing me? Looking in your eyes, talking to you. I like talking to you. I like it when you whisper in my ear. Oh, yes, I hear talking to you, just me and you. The topics you bring, I like what you like talking about. I like what you like talking about. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Talking to you, I love talking to you, being with you.
Bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.